time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Top of the morning to you. We are live in Las Vegas, as always. Mitch Moss, along with Polly Howard, with you for the next 3 hours here on VSiN. It is Follow the Money, the Sports Betting Network. Coming up on today's program, in an hour from right now, Nigel Seeley will join us with soccer picks. Maybe he'll even sprinkle in his golf bets for this week at the Wyndham and some tennis plays. He's been pretty damn good this week in tennis. We have Indy Jeff on the program in about an hour and 45 minutes. He gave out three golfers to win the outright of the PGA Paul's Championship. Good. He gave out Koepka, Jason Day, and the winner, Colin Morikawa. We're going to find out who he likes coming up today. Dennis Bernstein on the show in 2 hours. His thoughts on the NHL what took place yesterday. The game ones that we have coming up on today's slate, including one at 8 a.m. Pacific time.
Yeah.
And Mike Palm in studio as well. Paulie, it's one of those days where it's like, where do you even begin if you want to recap something like we normally do to begin a show with all of the college football news, right? Two Power Fives now have bowed out of the season. Three of them look like it's going to be a full go if they can pull it off. We had Lillard going for 61. Somehow the Blazers covered that game after a massive point spread swing. The Suns did it again. 7-0 now straight up in ATS in the bubble.
Yep.
And I think it all takes a back seat to the hockey game
from
yesterday.
Come on. You know.
Over, yeah. We had 85 saves in a game from a goalie.
Yep. And the record was 73. And it's the fourth longest game in NHL history. Now, there was a lot of people tweeting, I don't want it to end. Well, you wanted it to end because we didn't get the Boston game. We wanted to watch the Bruins play. So that, right, we got hockey. They're dropping the puck in 4 hours. This is crazy. But that was, I said yesterday, how the hell is Columbus going to score? I look like a genius. I mean, two fluke goals. The second goal was a peewee goal. And they're sitting there playing. They're playing all night. And aha! I knew it, Mitch. I knew it. In five overtimes, they called two penalties, and one was a delay of game. So they can swallow the whistles, okay? Just like the Calgary-Dallas game. There was one penalty in the third period that also was a Hans Gruber shooting the puck over the glass late in the game. So if they want to, they can swallow the whistle and let these guys play. So all this business, which I give the NHL an A-minus, the only reason they don't get an A is because the officials are calling everything here, and every 2 minutes there's a power play. But they can swallow the whistle, and that was incredible that in five overtimes you only had two penalties. But that between the two goalies and how – oh, boy. I mean, it's game one, Mitch. It's a seven-game series. It's game one.
I mean, and now they got to get right back out there again.
Yeah,
and go for game two. You know, not that big of a turnaround for these two teams to actually do that. I mean, everything was going through my mind yesterday. First of all, Corpusello with an all-timer. That entire game. I mean, stood on his head. The shots and the opportunities that Tampa Bay had through that entire contest, so they finally scored that game winner to make it 3-2. It was just startling, and he was coming up with save after save after save in a huge spot every single time. But then as you're watching like the ice, and Mike Palm is texting me and look at what the ice looked like and how the puck was bouncing off of the ice now. And you're like, okay, once this game ends, we're going to get, in theory, Bruins Columbus if it doesn't go and Carolina with the Hurricanes, if it doesn't go for too long. And then what is that surface going to be like for those two teams in game one?
Yeah. Look at this from ESPN. And thanks to the viewer who sent this in. Look at the shot chart.
Yeah.
Look at that graphic. Oh my God. 151 shots on goal record. Corpusalo, the 85 saves record. I know it's easy to say now, and I know people had a problem with Milbury on the broadcast, but they didn't think this through. With this format in the bubble, what happens with these two teams affects other teams. So they really should have thought about, we'll give you two overtimes. If you can't win it, we'll go 3-on-3. Then they'll probably take 5-10 minutes and there'll be a goal because this.
He kept bringing that up yesterday.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, like NHL purists were like, say that.
Well, no,
that's
I'm
like
not shootout.
No,
you can't have shootout. I don't agree with a shootout. It's the playoffs. But you can knock it down to 4-on-4 or 3-on-3 if you go a couple overtimes because this is just this is a fiasco now. While it was fun to watch, I mean, Columbus, that's the other thing about how do you feel about Tampa? That was Columbus' fourth game in 6 days, and they had a grueling five-game series against Toronto, and they played some overtime games in that series. Welcome and follow the money, Paulie and Mitch Vieson, the Sports Betting Network, recapping the epic Columbus-Tampa game from last night. So what does it say about Tampa? But that feels like at least two losses. So the loser is really up against it. Because you're watching that game thinking, my God, this is like two losses. Whoever can't to get the win here. But it affects Boston and Carolina. It affects these teams. Schedule gets mixed up. They have to move that game. You're right about the ice. I was ready to take the under in the Boston-Carolina first period and the game. Do you remember the Easter epic? I do. I was watching it in the armpit of the world, Superior, Wisconsin, with my dad. Oh, and I'm sure he was tanked up by the third period when Pat LaFontaine beat Bob Mason. I mean, that was four over. That was a game seven, Mitch, in the semifinals. Patrick semifinals, the Patrick division, with the Islanders and the Capitals. And I mean, Bill Clement was on the game. He took his tie off and wrapped it around his head. But this is just nuts what happened with the shot on goal. I mean, I don't know. What does it mean for the rest of the series? I mean, you get all those overtimes and you get a fluke goal to win it. That should have been 1-0. I mean, I don't care. They want to put up a 5.5 the rest of the series? Good luck. We got to make them pay. I don't see goals in this series.
Well, here's the thing, too. I mean, look at the turnaround. They played like that was teetering on, throw everything out the window with that game. It's like, is this going to go 7 hours? Like how long? It was like longer than 6 hours, I believe.
Right.
The final tally on the game. Now they have to turn around. The game is it's the same time tomorrow. It's 3:00 Eastern, noon Pacific.
Right.
I mean, so the turnaround after that just...
They should change that, too.
War.
They should change that.
They should flip that.
They should flip with somebody. I know. What'd you think of the Hedman play? I thought it was a good play. I don't think that was a penalty.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
I thought that was a good play by Hedman, so I don't have a problem with it either.
I guess John Cooper, the coach, was maybe freaking out a little bit after his injury on Saturday. Remember, he said, well, we might lose some superstar power here. We ran down his quotes yesterday about the Hedman injury. Dennis Bernstein said, I might be concerned about that. I need to know. He said, I need to know how big that injury is. Came out there like it wasn't a problem.
Yeah. Well, it's the
NHL. By the way, you need to travel more if you think Superior is the armpit of the country.
Oh. Really?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Top it.
I've been to countless spots in this country that are worse.
You know, I was very shocked at Newark, New Jersey.
I said this one time.
Newark. No. Newark was really bad.
No offense to our friends on the East Coast.
No.
I did the train ride from Grand Central in New York to Philadelphia one time. I thought we were driving through old school Beirut is what I said back then. Like, it was a war zone. For 30 minutes out of the train ride, I'm like, there's no way we're in the U.S. right now. No way.
Yeah. The ex was born in Cambodia in a camp. She goes, what? This has got nothing on Cambodia. We flew into Newark. I mean, it's an actual quote there. But the Superior's rough. It's rough. But you can tweet and text email as well if you think they should tinker with the format here. I mean, this is something they didn't think through. I mean, this is really, it was great to watch, and we needed that after the bad news in college football. This is game one of a seven-game series, and Columbus just played a grueling series against Toronto. I mean, you got after a certain point, you got to say, guys, I mean, this is affecting other teams here. We got to go to a 3-on-3 or something. My God.
Huh. I mean, what happens, honestly, if the Hurricanes and Bruins go to an overtime or two this morning?
Yeah.
Which is absolutely feasible. It's the hockey playoffs. Anything can happen.
Sure it is. Yep. Seth Jones played 65 minutes. Afterwards, I feel great, he said. I feel great, he says. I feel great. That's what they kept saying. Did you notice they brought in a different crew in the studio show as well, which was funny because the game was so long. It started at 12 Pacific, and the thing goes 6 hours. You got Sharp coming in there and bringing him off the street. But it was like they talked about that. I can't believe how fresh and how fast these guys look. I was surprised that you're right about the ice, but those guys were still, and I guess you could say, they had 5 months off, but they still looked playing fast, and it was still good hockey after all those overtimes.
Yep.
But
yep. And I'll tell you, Paul.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, this is how spoiled I've become at watching games in the last 10 days. All of these games now, every single day. After that Blazers Mavericks game ended yesterday and the Lightning game finally finished, I was like, wait, there's no hockey right now. These NBA games they're doing nothing for me because nobody's really playing. And Greek Freak gets, kicked out of the game because they headbutt. I'm like, I have to go to baseball now? I got to put baseball on TV?
Don't want that. Can't.
I mean,
that.
after that day, I'm like, we don't have hockey again for like another hour and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. And what is going? And it's great to have it back. We can't. This has been March Madness. I got to say that before I do a rant. But as a guy who played the game at a high level, okay, you guys are professionals. What is going on with the soft goals? And what's going on with the same goal over? Come on, Vasilevsky. They teach you that in mites. Square up, face the shooter. Why are you facing center ice when the puck's in the corner and you're on your knees? That's a ridiculous goal he gave up, the second goal before the end of the second period. That's ridiculous. And then the one that Talbot gave up to tie the game at two. But the second goal that Columbus scored, we've seen that goal by four or five different goalies already here since the playoffs started. Hug the post. Face the shooter. Come on. You can't give up goals like this in the playoffs. That's ridiculous. Why, he's sitting there, he's facing center ice, and the puck's over here. He's not even facing him. He's on his knees. Come on.
I will say this. This might feel like it's impossible to believe for you, but they did have to, you know, endure a five-month pandemic, and maybe they're a little rusty.
You give up a soft goal, but not on bad form like that. Mitch, if you're over there, hey, Mitch, how you doing? Yeah, if the guy's got the puck in the corner, face him. Don't face the other direction and then be on your knees. That's terrible. It was like what Lundqvist was doing. You can't let the guy go short side on you. Come on.
Well, Paul, for the record, that's exactly how you talk to people. You're looking away all the time. Oh, over here, shiny toy. Wait a second here. I got the video poker in front of me now.
Shiny toy.
That's you in a nutshell.
That was so bad. I can't, as a former goalie, that drives me crazy. You can't give up a goal like that.
Yeah. High-level goalie. High school? Is that what it was, the highest level?
Yeah, all area, all conference. But it's a whole different level. It's Minnesota, though. So it's like football in Texas. It's a whole different level.
Yeah,
sure, right, sure. Unbelievable. I'm out of words to describe that. And it's like, I'll tell you, that Tortorella's a prickly pear. He's got nothing on Popovich. I mean, he's going to give you, what'd you tell the guys after the game? Rest up, be ready for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or game two. Okay. Right. That's it. Thanks, John. But that's, I know, that's something they should have thought of, and they have to tinker with the format or something. Because
can they? At this point, too late, right?
I think you can. I mean, why not?
Did they change the rules now? What am I going to say? Like, it's early playoffs. It's not even mid-playoffs right now. It's like, okay, game one, day one is in the books. Now, but we had a major problem. We got to change the rules.
Well, they should have thought about this.
I would be okay with that. If they would adjust, I would be okay with that. I just don't know if the players and the coaches would be like, yeah, okay, this makes a lot of sense. Well, we'll sign up for this idea.
Look at Major League Baseball. Now we're going to doubleheader seven innings. I mean, you can do it. With these strange circumstances here and how the world is right now, you can just say, well, you know what? We didn't think this one through because we had to move the Boston game. And you're right, Mitch. It could happen every single day. Not five over. You could see three.
No.
You're right. It's playoff hockey. You could get three overtimes on a regular basis. So, and then a nice win by Calgary, too, after blowing the 2-0 lead to fight back. And then the delay of game to put them on the 6-on-4. Then to get out of there with the win. That was a tough push, too. That's 3-2 with 4 minutes left in the second period, and that ends 3-2. So a good win for Calgary. Talbot's been great, other than the second goal. The first goal, I'll give you a bad bounce. That can happen. A bad bounce, something like that, I'll understand. But not poor form. That's what the Vasilevsky, and Markstrom's done it, too, a couple times as well. So a nice win by the Flames. They were the better team.
They were. And that's what I thought,
but,
too.
But I can't wait to watch game two of this Tampa series. Are these guys going to be dead tired? I mean, what are they going to have in the tank in the next couple games? I mean, with Columbus playing four games in 6 days and all these overtime games and the five overtime. Now, this could be one. And I know we talked about it with Matt last week about how do these teams look at this now in the bubble. I mean, what if Columbus loses tomorrow? Now you're down 2-0. And then it's like, okay. Now you're thinking about do we really want to be here?
That and it's on the heels of, again, like one historical overtime affair against a really, really good hockey team.
Yeah.
And then in the night game last night, I know we were all expecting a lot of goals, maybe first 10 over the goal and a half in the first period last night. They didn't get there. I'll say this, like that first period was a little strange, right? It looked like, and we got tweets on this. I woke up to some tweets today saying, it looks like the Blackhawks are the team that slept through the game last night. Not a lot of chances in that first period for either team to really score some goals. Yeah. So It was scoreless into the first before the Golden Knights really put it to him and won 4-1.
Yeah, that surprised me. I know Daniel Negreanu, Canadian, one of the best poker players ever, says the Knights are going to sweep them. But that was I was surprised by the lackluster start. And remember, they put this up. We had William Hill and Circa put this up when the start of the season happened, when it was crazy with the Knights. They would score almost – someone would score in the first 5 minutes of every home game. Mike Palm bet the no there. I want to see what the price is. I forgot all about that, too. You know, it was since the shutdown and everything, I forgot about that. But that's they put up not only goal in the first 10, but they do it out here in Nevada because the Knights are so popular. And it was just seemed every home game, it seemed. I'm embellishing. But it seemed every home game there was a goal in the first 5 minutes. That it happened so many times that William Hill and Circa put that up as well. So the Blackhawks dropped to 4-1 in the playoffs, goal in the first 10. The Stars are 3-1. The Coyotes are 3-1. And the big one today we'll get to later. And it's the Capitals and Islanders are combined 7-0 with the no. Yet to be a goal in the first 10.
All right.
So good stuff from Bet Rivers to have that up as well. And you're right. As we, while that's going on, you have one of the best, no hyperbole, you have one of the best NBA games I've ever seen. Lillard goes for 61. Portland has to have it. Again, the high level of shot making and athletic ability and the and Luka and Porzingis, who are unguardable, and Porzingis shooting from the parking lot. And Lillard knows he has to carry him because McCollum's banged up, and they have to have it. And that game going back and forth, and no one could get a stop, and everyone coming down and knocking down a three late. And, to channel my inner Chris Russo, what's the number one thing you do if you're an official in a big game? You stay out of the way. And they got involved late, and it was unfortunate. That foul that they called on Porzingis to foul him out was so bad. But in any event, I mean, you want to call out Lillard. You want to call out Lillard like Beverly and Paul George. Look what he's done since. Look at those two games since. Just hop on my back. I'm going to get us into this 8-9.
I want to call him out for a second. So he had 25 at halftime last night, 61 for the game, 18 of 18 from the free throw line. First Portland Trailblazer ever to go back-to-back 50-point games. Damian, I love you. Where was that free throw shooting on Saturday when I needed it most, when I scoped out that game against the Clippers for 2 hours on a Friday night, and you led the entire way, and I had the biggest bet on the of the NBA season on you, plus +4 in the game, and you're down one, and you miss both free throws? Christ, can we have that one back, please? And you lost the game by 5? Come on. Mm-hmm. Where was that on Saturday? But the guy, I said this earlier, I think it was last week, it's really difficult to win an MVP in the NBA because there's so much talent. Damian Lillard may never go and win an MVP in this league, but he's absolutely at that level. He is one of the very, top three, top five, top seven players in the NBA. He's been like that for a couple of years now. And I'm glad everybody can watch him play now in a decent time slot.
And he didn't take the easy way out. He stayed in Portland. That's the other thing that I like. Look at the Tim Reynolds tweet. Players with 3 60-point games in a season. Wilt and Lillard. End of list.
Yep.
End of list.
Yep.
Wilt and Lillard. Also, this is the first time since late January Memphis is not the 8 in the West. Yep. Now, how about Whale Capper? We showed it yesterday with Booker shooting from the logo with a hand in his face. How about look at this? Drew Dinsick tweeted, speechless. He's right. Look where he's shooting that from with the game on the line. He made
down
that.
Down 3.
Yeah.
90 seconds to go.
Yep, he made that. Look at that. Same spot as where Booker shot it the other day.
He got the sweetest bounce of all time.
He did.
That back iron bounced up like 8 feet, then came back into the net. Doesn't matter. When you got the shooter's touch going on, I mean, that's what you do. It's a heat check the entire game. And then how about this? Earl Watson tweeted this out during the game. This was great. Since Dame won't say it, I will. Before his last extension, he was approached to join a super team. He immediately called me. And I'm assuming it's because he respects me. And I asked him, what do you want to do? He did not waste 1 second to respond. He said, Big EJ, again, Earl Watson, I want to stay in Portland, build it with my teammates, and beat every blank super team. And then Watson told them, okay, all right, whatever. Go do that then. Stay there and do it. And that's exactly what he stayed there. Got to the Western Conference Finals a year ago, but you got to love that attitude by a player.
His post-game press conference was dynamite as well. Oh, we've got one more. I haven't done yet. I didn't come here to waste my time. They gave us a chance in this format. I'm not wasting my time. We're here to win. We got to beat the Nets now. Win and in on Thursday. And that's the late game on TNT. So win and in. and win, and they're the eighth, and someone's going to have to beat you twice. So this is fantastic. And the favorites went 6-1 yesterday in the NBA, and all those teams that needed to win won, with the exception of Memphis, but they were dogs, though. They just look listless. I mean, they're 1-6 now since the in the bubble. And Phoenix 7-0 straight up in ATS in the bubble. Spurs win again, run out the Rockets. And it's great drama because it's like soccer Thursday. They're all. I mean, Memphis is playing at the same time as Phoenix. Then you got the Spurs game, and then the win and in situation for Portland, assuming no one goes. All those teams don't lose, but you got the situation for Portland at the night game. Oh, yep. God, we needed that. What a night! Yep. What a night of sports.
Yep, the Spurs game was a very good one for me yesterday. I mean, that went off. They were like a 5-point favorite by the time the game started. Mm. Are you tired of grinding out playthrough after playthrough to collect your sportsbook bonus money? Stop being a grinder and start earning your bonus money the simple way at BetRivers Sportsbook. All bonus money can be yours for only one-time playthrough. That's it. It's that simple. Play it once, and it's yours. Plus, you'll earn bonus points with every bet you make, and you can easily redeem those points for free bets. BetRivers has made sports betting even more rewarding. Sign up now and get up to a $250 match on your first deposit. There's no faster way to turn your bonus cash into real cash. Download the BetRivers Sportsbook app today. Must be 21, playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Indiana's 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Colorado, 1-800-522-4700. Playable in New Jersey at Sugar House. Paulie will run down the bad beats and more line moves next in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, baby, sports are back in full swing, and now's the time to get in the action. If you're in New Jersey, Iowa, or Indiana, PointsBet is the best sports book for all your favorite sports. See for yourself their faster, easier app with faster bets, withdrawals, and rewards. And all, as always, PointsBet is offering a ton of promotions bettors actually care about. Download the PointsBet app today and start betting with 100% deposit match up to $250. Sign up with code VSIN250, VSIN250, and deposit $250. To get an extra $250 in bonus bets, must be present in Indiana, New Jersey, or Iowa. PointsBet, stay sharp. Time for win-lose.
Rough night.
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night. How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
Need a whiskey and revolver to bet baseball, right? Here are the bad beats, Mitch. Blue Jays, Marlins, under 8.5. Top of the ninth, runner on first with two outs. A walk and then a home run. Well,
yep,
that's that.
Of course.
Yep, 5-4 final. Although the Blue Jays did get the win. Red Sox, Rays, under 10. Push. 2-1 in the seventh. Rockies, Diamondbacks, under 11. How about 2-2 in the bottom of the eighth? 8-7 final. Are you kidding?
Both starters, yep. Freeland and Gallen, went 7 innings, 2 runs each. That was it.
And you lose.
Yeah,
you
right.
Lose. Astros $1.70. Led 6-2 in the seventh. They lost. That's a shame. Tough push. Flames, Stars, 5-3-2. 4 minutes left in the second. Nothing the rest of the way. Bad for the books. Favorite 6-1 yesterday in the association. Spurs +1. Went off a 4.5-point favorite. Routed Houston. Suns from 8 up to 9.5, beat the Sixers by 13. Blazers, Mavs over, 237.5 to 240, 134, 131. Kings +1, went off a 3.5-point favorite, beat the Pelicans by 6. Celtics Grizzlies over 224 up to 229. Fell 229. Lose some. Justin Anderson, 1 of 15 and 0 of 12 from 3 yesterday. Ties an NBA record for futility from 3. Win some. Mitch Moss and some of the viewers. This is Andrew LaRocca, FTM at VSiN.com. Last Saturday, Charlie Blackman was 100-1 on DraftKings to win MVP. The next day, he was 66-1. He's now the favorite at plus 450. Mitchie's hitting 500.
Yep.
Good call by you.
Paul, they broke down the math last night on the broadcast. I was watching the game, and they projected out thinking about how many at-bats he's going to get and how many it's going to take to actually qualify and everything.
Yeah.
They said this was before second at-bat, and at the time he was hitting, I think, 494. He got another hit to go to 500. They said he needs to finish around, like, hitting 369 on the season to finish at 400. Is that possible?
Sure.
Can he hit 370-ish to remain there?
Yeah. Like Russo said, no pressure. He's not going to have any pressure with the media. Yeah. I mean, that's
no media, no fans,
no media. Not people pay attention to it. Short season. Sure. Remember we talked about this almost every day for 2 weeks about these books falling asleep with the division odds. Well, here's a viewer who sent this in. He goes, yeah, they finally graded it. Thanks guys. Rockets to win the division with the Bruins to win the division. They finally graded that. They were very low, as the Bruins had a big lead and so did the Rockets, and that came in. So thanks for that and congrats on that ticket. Blue, what do we got today? Oh, spaghetti with the fork. Again, I'm concerned about the diet.
Yeah, a little bit.
Here he is with the spaghetti, the French bulldog that eats like a human. We got there you go.
Right off the fork.
Yeah,
no
sure.
problem, by the way. Never
I know.
Bites into the fork, anything like that. Okay, all right.
I mean, a lot of these videos, too, he has his own Instagram page. A lot of these videos are just like waking him up and he's laying down. Oh, look at this. I got spaghetti. And here's a popsicle with the red shirt on. Same as the owner. Crank that volume up. He gets into it.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Wow, he loves that.
There you go.
Can I quickly request to go back to those spaghetti guys for 1 second? Yeah. Is that possible? I didn't notice. Look at this. Look at that. They have all the spaghetti resting on his belly.
Oh, yeah.
I never noticed that before.
I didn't either.
So does he just dive in with the fork then? I need some
more. Look at him. He's eating spaghetti off a fork. He's using chopsticks the other day. He's eating fruit off a fork. Oh, I love Blue. The French Bulldog, captivating the nation, Blue. There it is. Ed Pauly does Vegas on Instagram. Win, lose.
Strong. Yeah, the Spurs game. It was one yesterday when they were catching one.
They were
when
catching
we were on the
one.
Air.
Yes, correct.
Yep.
Worked out.
So that was a good result yesterday. I mean, this NBA bubble, I'll tell you, like, I'm not a great regular season NBA bettor. I'll get involved in totals. If you pay attention, like the day before, notice who's going to be in, who's out. The NBA bubble has been a very good betting opportunity for the last week. And in fact, we'll get into today's matchups coming up next. We'll give you an idea of who's in, who's out, what the numbers look like here on Follow the Money.
There he is.
Don't miss out on the action this upcoming football season. You can now enter the Westgate Super Contest, the Circa Sports Million. And if you heard Derek Stevens on the show yesterday, owner of Circa, how do you not want to get in the Circa Survivor? And you can do it with the help of footballcontest.com. This proxy service has been helping people play for more than a decade. All you have to do is sign up in person, and it will submit your picks throughout the entire year. You can visit footballcontest.com/VSiN to sign up today. That's footballcontest.com/VSiN.
How about the feedback on that?
I know it.
People tweeting in. I thought I knew a lot about Survivor, and he comes in with the 6 bullet points and all the strategy, different ways to play this. And that was with the graphic, the sheet, everything he had. 6 bullet points. That's awesome. We can replay that later in the week. I know he tweet from. I said Superior, Wisconsin's the armpit of the world. Schoon says, "Come to Wyoming. I'll show you some places." And also, Tom Collins brings up a good point. Don't they have like 50 rinks in Toronto?
Yes.
I mean,
right.
He says that they got a rink for the AHL team very close. But that's another thing, too. He's just going to say, you know, guys, stand by. We might have to, we'll just chip.
You think they have a bus ready.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a problem. Wouldn't that, I don't know, that I thought that was doable as well. Just have them go down the street. It's Toronto. They should have a rink on every corner.
Well, I mean, as a former superstar hockey player, would you be okay with that?
Yes. No problem with that.
Any place, anytime. Hashtag we want to play.
Well, check it out beforehand. I have a backup plan, but that's, I don't know why they didn't think of that. Like, wait a second. We could have a 4 or 5 overtime game here.
By the way.
And then it messes with the whole schedule.
Wasn't that kind of the talk? Like, before any cities were settled on, like Edmonton, Toronto, Boston, the idea of Vegas having multiple rinks, it's like we can make it work because we have so many spots where we can actually play hockey games.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. That's what I thought. Right. Yes. So, great job again by Bet Rivers. They have all these NBA games up already. I don't know what the hell's going on, but who's in, who's out. Mitch is right. I mean, the NHL is bad enough. Like what Cooper said about Hedman. Oh, there he is. He's out there. I mean, they're not giving you any information. They're not obligated. They're not supposed to say what's wrong with somebody or COVID or anything. I mean, how about Bishop? He plays and then unfit to play. It's like the Russian goalie. He plays, then unfit to play. Then he's back in there. I mean, what the hell's going on? But with the NBA, it's like who wants to win? I would be surprised if Philly sits all these guys again. And on Friday, too. So PointsBet put out Houston 8.5. Bet Rivers put up Houston 8.5. It's down to 7. I don't know. I guess Indiana going to sit everybody?
Well, I mean, as of last night, okay, so TJ Warren's out of the game. He's not going to play. Questionable for the Pacers, Oladipo, Turner, and Brogdon. Okay, so for the Rockets, House is expected to play in the game. We know that Westbrook's going to sit. That was the plan before last night.
Mm-hmm.
And then Harden and others that didn't play on Tuesday, they are going to play tonight.
Yeah.
So we know that.
Yeah.
By the way, I think this number opened up 8.5 at some spots. Yeah, now down to 7 at Bet Rivers.
Yes.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, would you be willing to lay 7 with the Rockets with all these guys back without Westbrook if the Pacers are going to be missing 3 or 4 of their best players? I would lay that, but I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. Like, are they all going to miss the game or not? At this point, we don't know. We're unsure. The Toronto-Philadelphia game, you're right with Philadelphia. Are they going to play? And they were game again yesterday for the first.
They hung in there.
You know what? Yeah, 2.5, 3 quarters. You know, they were in that game.
Well, the Suns got a bit of an ego now. I mean, they're playing well,
yeah,
and they know it. So they're going through the motions. And then finally, that was tight in the fourth quarter. And then Booker took over. And the next thing you know, it's a 10-point game. So it was a lot like the game the other day where it was tight. And then they next thing you know, they went on a big run, and they were down 13 against OKC. But, yeah, there's talk that Philly might sit everyone today again and then do it Friday in their final game. So I guess maybe they're happy with the 6 and just taking on Boston. But why put Embiid out there anyways? But that's, I don't know, like the Miami, and I'm seeing Toronto 5.5. Toronto going to – I would play guys – like if I'm Toronto and Milwaukee, I would start to play guys. The playoffs start Monday. You don't want a week
off. So would
I. You don't want a week off. Come on.
By the way, I guess thank goodness that the Bucks have another seeding game, if you want to call it that, because of freaking what he did, exploded on the court yesterday with a headbutt. No doubt he's going to be, you know, suspended for some time. I didn't see if anything came down yet on that or not. But
he's got to be. What a huge break.
He's going to be for sure.
What a huge break for Memphis. That's who they play tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's got to be suspended.
Has to be.
Yeah, that's a huge break for Memphis.
Yep.
They're 1-6 in the bubble, and they've been awful. Now, how does OKC treat this? Mm-hmm. They are laying 3.5 against Miami. How does Miami treat it? You know, Miami probably wants the 4. Indiana's helping them out. Miami has to love the matchup against Indiana. They just spanked them, and, you know, Butler shutting down Warren. In OKC, do you want to play Houston or do you want to play Denver? But they might not have a say in the matter because Utah has their final game tomorrow, and it's against the Spurs. So the OKC's got a half-game lead over Utah. Dallas cannot catch Utah. Utah's probably thinking, give us the 6. We'll take Denver. We like that matchup because Utah has all kinds of issues against Houston. It's a horrible matchup.
Yep. Well said. In that game, the only thing I have as of right now, Olynyk is probable. I don't see anything on OKC. But all those guys for the Thunder were sitting in recent games. for the record, for the Raptors, looks like Lowry and Van Vliet will be back tonight. They're not even listed on the injury report. Funny how they just, the injuries vanish now all of a sudden, huh? And Ibaka's questionable. Clippers and Denver playing. The three players that are going to be out, Harris, Barton, they're out for the Nuggets. Grant is questionable. The three players out for the Clippers. Beverly is out. Shamit's out. And so is Harrell, obviously. He's not going to be playing in this game. And it looks like Clippers right now laying 4.5 in the contest here. Again, the Nuggets, by the way, they are 6-0 to the over so far in the bubble.
Oh, very good. Yep. Yeah, I'll be interested to see this total, right? This is for the 2 seed. Clippers win, they get the 2. But that's, God, these matchups starting Monday with the playoffs. My God, this basketball. Whew. How good could the play-in game be Saturday if it's Portland Phoenix or Portland San Antonio?
I kind of want Portland Phoenix at this point, don't you?
Oh, you're right. You said earlier in the week, I don't want Memphis in here. No way.
No, get them out.
I don't want Memphis in part of this. No way. They're horrible.
I wouldn't mind the Spurs, but at this point, I think like we need to get Portland just the way Damian's playing and that potential of that team. And what they could maybe do in the first round against the Suns. The Suns, I mean, at this point, if they would lose a game and miss it by, going 7-1, they've been the best story of the entire bubble, Paul. Come on. Who's the MVP of the bubble? They're going to announce that. The writers are going to actually decide on an MVP. Booker?
I'd have to go Booker. Especially if they win tomorrow and they go 8-0. They go 8-0 in the bubble?
Yeah.
But they have to win and they need help still. Imagine that. And Memphis going 1-7 here and missing out entirely is in play.
Yep. Five game ones today in the NHL. Yes, five, including one at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 o'clock Pacific. We'll break them down coming up next. From the Indeed.com studio, find the high impact hire your business needs at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact for more information. Okay, Paul, so we get a hockey game today, a playoff game at 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Pacific. And I'll tell you this, Brian Blessing, friend of ours, noted hockey, like expert, historian, better, lives here in Las Vegas, talk show host. He was on the VSiN airwaves yesterday with Jonathan Von Tobel. Not only did he say Carolina is live against Boston, he said the Hurricanes are good enough to come out of the East.
I heard
that, and I was like, man, that's now like the second or third guy that I've heard from this network say they like him against Boston, and who knows how long of a run they could go on.
I'll get back to you in a week. Again, you beat the Rangers. I don't care. This was a total mismatch last year. The Bruins swept them and outscored them 17-5. I give them the big edge in goaltending, although both guys have played well for Carolina. But what Bruins team am I going to get? I know Ian Cameron thought. We also got a couple emails from Bruins fans who watch on Nesson and said, yes, I've been a fan for 30 years. They have problems just flipping the switch. But they were the best team all season, and then 0-3 in the restart, and then dropped to the 4 seed. First line couldn't do anything. They have the best remaining power play. They have the second best power play now in the league. Edmonton's out. So that they've had issues, and it was just a horror show with the 3 games. So we'll see if they can flip the switch here and get back to business. I like the first period under. I think it'll be cagey. I like under 5.5. And if you bet the game yesterday, check with your local sports book, because I saw several tweets. Once they change the day, most places void it. But I know at points, I think it was at points bet, actually. It's still action if you bet the game, even though it's moved to today. So Carolina's had all this time off. Yep. The Bruins have been in a funk. I feel bad for the Bruins with this format where they dominated and were supposed to be the one seed, but it didn't work out in the round robin. But again, you got to get these guys. The first line did nothing. They did nothing in those round robin games, so they have to get them going. But I think this is an overreaction. I cannot believe the series price. The Bruins are only $1.60, lower than that in some spots. And I think the Bruins will win the series. And I'm not buying this this Carolina hype just because they took out the Rangers no problem. And the Rangers certainly, in my opinion, blew that series with starting Lundqvist in the first two.
All right, another matchup that we have today, game one and the series price here. The 7-seed Islanders are taking on 3-seeded Washington. Yes. So New York here, they allowed only 3 goals on 5-on-5 in the 4 games against the Panthers. They did score 13 goals in 4 games. When you look at the overall breakdown, there's an excellent breakdown on ESPN.com for all these matchups. In this series, they give the first line edge to the Capitals, the forward depth to Washington. They give the defense and the goaltending to the Islanders, special teams to the Capitals, and the coaching edge clearly is to the Islanders and Barry Trotz. 1,674 career games coached, fourth most all time. Meanwhile, on the flip side for Washington, their coach has 151 games in his career, 196th all time.
Yep.
And Trotz obviously has the angle of, okay, won a cup, didn't want me back, you know, lowballed me with the offer. Here, how is this going to taste now? I'm going to take you out because I know everything about your team and I know how we're going to beat you.
I will go against Ian Cameron here. I like the Capitals to win the series. I'm concerned about the offense with the Islanders. Again, they were great against the Panthers, but I didn't think much of the Panthers. They also did a great job shutting down Florida. But that was just a good matchup. They went 6-1 against them this year. They just had their number. But Florida had success on the power play. So if they... This is a whole different ballgame with Ovechkin and the Capitals. Carlson's back, supposed to be back, and Boychuk's supposed to be back for the Islanders. But I like under 5.5, and I love no goal in the first 10 minutes, which is $1.10 at Bet Rivers. That is 7-0 combined with these two teams so far since the restart. No goal in the first 10. But this is another sexy matchup in a good series with the Trotz angle. So I understand where you're coming from, and also Ian Cameron. But I just think the Capitals have a little too much firepower, and it concerned me the success that the Panthers had on the power play against the Islanders. But I will say this. I don't know if it'll happen, and we'll see how Holtby plays. And I give the edge. I lean Varlamov over Holtby. I don't know what I'm going to get out of him. But if the Islanders can score like they did against Florida, and if they can have success on the power play, well, then watch out, because not only they'll win this series, then they can make a deep run in the postseason. I think the Islanders can make a deep run as opposed to Carolina.
Well, remember this with the Isles, Paulie. Remember they had that stretch of so many games in a row during the regular season early on where they had a point, you know, that point streak where they had, I think it was 16 or 17 consecutive games. They faded towards the end of the season, obviously, and people were saying back in, you know, February and March, boy, this team, no more steam. Maybe they kind of gather that. You know, that good play possibility that they had early on in the season, and they kind of recoup that. And again, it's only one series. I don't think the Panthers are that great either.
No.
But this is, I think it's a fun match. I think this can go 7 games. I'll tell you that. I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be dramatic.
Well, I know. It's what I'm going to get out of the Bruins. Bruins were the best team, and they're in a funk. Islanders were awesome. Then they were horrible before the restart. Then they took out the Panthers, no problem. At William Hill, series price, Capitals $1.50 to win the series. And you got the other afternoon game, Colorado, $3 at William Hill. We said, yes, so you have the ESPN numbers. I ran down the NHL.com numbers. 15 of 15 people at NHL.com. All 15 picked Vegas to win the series, and all 15 picked the Flyers. And one guy, 14 of the 15, picked Colorado. One guy took Arizona. Kemper has played well against Colorado, and Kemper stole that series against Nashville, but they were thoroughly outplayed in two of the games. I don't know how Arizona's going to score here. Now, we know it's going to be Kemper for Arizona. They weren't saying who's going to, I imagine it's Grubauer. They weren't saying who's going to be in goal for Colorado, but today $1.75 and 5.5 the total. I think this will be a low scoring game as well. I don't see Arizona. If Arizona couldn't generate much of an offense, it would totally dominate. I know shots on goal could be misleading, But Nashville really took it to them.
Oh,
but,
they did.
But Saros was shaky in some of those games. So if they couldn't generate offense against Nashville, what's going to happen? And they are the 11th seed. And I like this, you know, the GM quit on us. We'll show you. But I love Colorado. And I'm praying we get a Colorado-Vegas conference final. But I don't see how Arizona's going to be able to score just like Columbus.
Well, in that last game alone against Nashville, not only did the Predators, you know, completely outshoot them, they had 52 shots on goal. I know the game went to overtime. But they had, on my watch, checking out that game, they had 3 shots go right off the post. That easily could have been goals. Probably should have. You know, it's just dumb puck luck. And so they lost that game. And then that was a series, obviously. 12 out of 15 on ESPN.com, by the way, picking Colorado. 3 of them picking Arizona. You're right on the shots on goal in the 3 games that Colorado played in the round-robin games. I know they got beat by the Golden Knights. I know they're the 2 seed. They went 2-1. But they did outshoot their opponents like 38 shots to 28. On average. Outshot their opponents by like almost 10 per game.
I believe
and they came up 2-1.
I think that was the first series win for Arizona since 2013 as well. I mean, it's been a long time since Arizona did anything in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, it's the 2 against the 11 here, and Colorado might be the best team in the league. Who knows? And I can't believe this now. We talked about this yesterday a little bit. The Blues are a bigger favorite to beat Vancouver in their series than Philly over the 12 seed Montreal.
Yep.
And I agree with Ian Cameron. I love Philadelphia. I don't understand where these people are coming from. Not sold. What the hell you been watching? They were the best team, or at least the hottest team, before the shutdown. They had won 9 of 10. They were going to win that division. And they were so far back. What would you see them at? 30-1 in February? January?
Yeah.
And they lost 2-0 at home against Boston. And then all hell broke loose with the COVID. But Hart's phenomenal. And they went 3-0 in the round robin. And Giroux, Hayes, Van Riemsdyk, a lot of these guys didn't do anything. So their big guns and top players didn't do anything, and they still went 3-0 and had no problems against the Bruins and other teams. So with the hot shot goalie here going against his idol, Carey Price, I just think it's a whole different – and I thought, you know, shame on me, though, because I thought it'd be so easy. But Pittsburgh's had all kinds of issues in the playoffs, not to mention Murray's inconsistent. And Pittsburgh was not playing well going in anyways. I mean, they were playing bad hockey. I think they had won 4 or 5, whatever it was, before the shutdown. But before that, they had like a 6-game losing streak, and they had really been playing bad hockey. So,
well, I want to run this by you because, again, this breakdown on ESPN.com was really, really good on every single matchup. This is what they said about the Canadiens and the Flyers. This was written by Emily Kaplan and Greg Wyshynski. Uh-huh. They do a great job covering the NHL. They said, you're going to hear a lot about 21-year-old Carter Hart during the series, and for good reason. Philadelphia's prized prospect is finally getting playoff experience and has looked great so far. The Flyers also boast better goaltending depth, as Elliott turned away 16 of 17 shots against the Caps in the round robin. But Hart, as you just said, Hart grew up idolizing Carey Price, and last round proved why the Habs goaltender still tops those player polls every year. Price was sensational against Pittsburgh, leading all goalies in this tournament with a .947 save percentage, with the Penguins controlling the shot share for most of the series. Goalie advantage, Canadians, they say, in their breakdown.
No.
I don't know.
No. No. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on with that.
You got to tip your cap to Price. He was really good.
Yes, he was. Yes,
he was. But this Hart kid has been a game changer for the Flyers.
I do like the first 4 games under today. I really think game 1, feel each other out, plus with the matchups, the goaltending. Islanders are low scoring to begin with. This series, I don't see how Arizona's going to score. The Boston, I think the first 4 games will go under. And 2-0-1 yesterday. The Knights go under. The Tampa game goes under, and then that Dallas game was weird. That should have gone under, too. That Tampa game should have been 1-0. And then that Dallas game, there were 2 fluke goals. And then the late game, it's a sexy matchup. But I can't believe the Blues are 220 here. Now, Bennington over Markstrom, huge. Big mismatch there. And Markstrom gave up some soft goals. He made a lot of key saves, and the numbers look good. But he also gave up some soft goals. So, and a great job by Vancouver to win 3 in a row after they lost the first game. But this could be high scoring. 5.5 tonight. Blues $1.50. St. Louis, $2.20 series price at William Hill. That's a lot of respect.
Money.
A lot of respect.
Here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, we will get soccer bets, maybe some tennis, maybe a look at golf. Nigel Seeley joins the program coming up next.